This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. There's a lot to see at the Multiplex this weekend. There's a documentary on steroid use in America and a new horror film and the long-awaited big-screen version of a classic HBO series. So to see what the critics think of these latest film releases, here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
With all the recent steroid scandals in sports, from high school to the pros, it was just a matter of time before someone made a documentary about it. Filmmaker Christopher Bell tackles the subject in Bigger, Stronger, Faster, showing how deeply ingrained steroid abuse is throughout America. And it is. I mean, even here at NPR, we're always tested for anabolic steroids. I didn't want to go into the whole human growth hormone, all things considered scandal.
Now that I'm into it, I realize it's not really all that bad. I love steroids. I mean, I think I'll probably be on and off of them probably forever.
The nation's critics are pumped up. The Village Voice roars, scrappy, remarkably expansive, and crazily watchable. Entertainment Weekly finds Bigger, Stronger, Faster fascinating. And the Los Angeles Times cheers, raucously funny and surprisingly insightful. Innocent people way out in the middle of nowhere have always been a horror film staple, and that's exactly what The Strangers is about. Liv Tyler and Scott Speedman play a young couple relaxing in their remote getaway when masked strangers break in and terrorize them.
Why are you doing this to us?
Because you were home.
Well, it certainly makes a case for not staying in. Overall, the critics want to get to know the strangers. Even though the Seattle Post-Intelligencer sniffs a screaming cliche, the Chicago Tribune calls it an enormously unsettling, taut-spare thriller, and The Onion offers, as an exercise in controlled mayhem, horror movies don't get much scarier. And hey, guys and gals, Carrie, Charlotte, Miranda, and Samantha are ready for their big-screen debut. Yes, the highly anticipated Sex and the City movie is finally opening in wide release. And if you need any kind of plot description, well, honey, you're as unwanted as white shoes after Labor Day.
So he bought it and you'll live there with him?
Yes, together, that's right.
But he'll own it, so you're keeping your own place, right?
Miranda, I haven't figured out the details yet, but I'm a smart girl. I'm sure I'll figure out something that I'm very comfortable with.
I just want to be sure that you're being smart here.
And I love you for that, but for now, can't you stop worrying for me and just go ahead and feel what I want you to feel? Jealous. Oh, jealous.
I'd love to tell you all the critics find it fabulous, but then I'd be fibbing. The majority do enjoy it, but the detractors agree with the New York Times, which snarls, vulgar, shrill, and deeply shallow. But the Philadelphia Inquirer shouts the four women couldn't be better or better matched. And the San Francisco Chronicle raves the best American movie about women so far this year. So in honor of Sex and the City, I'm sure you're all just dying to know who I'm wearing. Well, I have on my Chanel top with some Versace slacks, and it goes without saying I have my Dolce & Gabbana underwear on. Oh, wait, I gotta run. I can see my editor eyeing my Hermes Birkin bag. Wait, mine!
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer and fashion icon living in Los Angeles.